everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 12th of April. So today we've got the Sun making a conjunction to Mercury, Mars making a semi-sextile to the Moon's North Node, and the Moon goes into its crescent moon phase. So the crescent moon follows the new moon. It makes it kind of like a great time for setting intentions, making plans for the future, allowing for fresh ideas to flow kind of freely, and going after opportunities. It pushes us, this energy, over the next 3 to 5 days to expand our horizons and venture into the unknown and be more open to change, because sometimes, yeah, comfort zones are good, but we get comforted by them, and sometimes they're self-destructive and toxic as well. So we have to sort of like be open to self discovery and new horizons, new experiences. Negatively, the crescent moon, we can find ourselves wanting immediate results. And like I said, when I was talking about the super new moon a few days ago, we have to sometimes have patience, and it's not all about new moon, let's do new things. Sometimes all we need to do is plan, or sometimes all we need to do is just be open. So just give yourself the time and space to take steady steps towards your goals as well. Also, this energy can make us more susceptible to mood swings and increased sensitivity, so just be careful with your words and actions at this time as well. Planting seeds of inspiration and laying the foundations for your future success. So just look at your life and think about, what do I need to change or let go of in order to move forward, sort of thing as well. And this energy allows us to be open-minded and flexible, and to have the energy to research and plan, and then actively work towards whatever it is we desire to achieve. The Sun also makes a conjunction to Mercury. This entered on the 11th. It's exact today at 12 a.m. and it's leaving on the 13th. So this can just make us more mentally flexible. And remember, Mercury's in retrograde as well, so it can increase our communication. So lots of people can be expressing thoughts and ideas right now. Don't let words, especially big ones, confuse you. Always do your research and try not to overwhelm yourself with new ideas or others as well. It's a great energy to study, write, research and learn. So just supporting the crescent moon energy supports us in deeper thinking and expanding our knowledge. But negatively, we can overthink and get overwhelmed as well, and we can just become, as I said, exhausted mentally and spiritually and psychologically. We can also miscommunicate with others, and because Mercury is in retrograde, we have to be careful with our choice of words and our intentions as well, to avoid misunderstandings and misinterpretations of information. So don't forget to fact check and ask people to repeat, and be open to repeating or breaking down and speaking what you've already said, so someone can actually understand, and this will avoid problems in the long run. Again, watch out for information overload. Make sure you filter through and prioritize the information that's necessary to you, and remember that information doesn't become knowledge until when we implement it into our lives, so fully understand it by researching all angles as well. Mars's semi-sextile to the Moon's North Node entered on the 10th of April, which is at 2:04 a.m. and leaves us on the 14th, and Mars is in Aries and the Moon's North Node is in Pisces. So this can infuse us with increased motivation, assertiveness and determination, and it encourages us to take calculated risks and embrace new opportunities, allowing us to take charge of our lives and pursue our goals with more vitality. It's also a possibility that this transit can intensify our emotions and stir up inner conflicts. We have to watch out for impulsive actions and words, and manipulating others and overstepping boundaries and being passive aggressive. So again, we have to be thoughtful in our actions and words, and watch out for just being overly aggressive, try and count to 10 if someone does trigger you rather than lash out, and ask them to re-clarify, because with Mercury in retrograde, we can misunderstand what's meant by what is said as well. So the best use of this energy is to channel it into your career goals, your personal development goals, your exercise goals and other goals. Use it productively, set clear intentions, take decisive actions, be intentional and make sure that you're aligned with your, you know, your highest goals, rather than just being frivolous about your goals right now and just taking the wrong sort of like approach to things as well. Be mindful of the potential challenges and obstacles that can come up, while also, you know, taking advantage of the sense of self-empowerment and take charge of your life and step out of your comfort zone and take, you know, small steady steps to fulfill your purpose and experience personal, spiritual, emotional, psychological, financial growth, whatever it is you're working on. Start new things, be open, love life. So yeah, that was the daily scope for the 12th of April.